Florian Botham, thanks so much for joining me for a chat.
No, my pleasure. Thanks for coming.
Just to start off with, when did you personally take an interest in wine? What was the particular moment that got you into it?
Well, you have to go a long way back. John Arlott, the noted cricket commentator, but also one of the leading wine experts at that time in the world. And John and I became very friendly through the cricket. And then he started saying, well, do you want to come and try this wine? And I said, well, yeah, I'm 18. I don't really know much about wine, playing sport. Anyway, so that was my real first introduction to wine. And that grew from that point on to the extent then great friends with Jeff Merrill, who I've known for 40-odd years. And, I can remember when Jeff won the Jimmy Watson, I think it was about 07, I think somewhere around there, when he won it with his Reserve Shiraz. He also won some very good awards in the Melbourne shows, etc. So that's when I really started to get into the difference of the wines down here, the different regions, different climates. And 12 months ago, I'd never blended a wine. Now they can't keep me out of the blending room. I'm in there playing around. I love it, whether I'm Dorian or down in the Gibson Valley in New Zealand. I go in there with the boys and I have a great time and learning all the time. And that's the one thing I emphasize about the wines that we've got here in our range. They're all my wines. It's not a case of, I hate the word celebrity wine. It's, you know, where some bloke can't move a tub of bloody Chardonnay over there and he comes and sticks your name on it and it goes and they think, oh, I would never ever do that and never will do that. Every single wine is what I'd happily put on my own table and happily serve to anybody. And for instance, I don't particularly like Sauvignon Blanc, so there's no Sauvignon Blanc in the range.
How's it actually working though? Because you've got wines from regions all around the world, not just Australia, as I understand it.
Well, we will be all around the world. We are actually selling all around the world. We're in 11 countries now. Yeah, I am going to other places. I'm going to Spain to look at some Riojas. I want to go to South America and look at Malbecs. There's so many places, Argentina, that haven't been even explored yet and broken into. So on the go all the time. I haven't touched America yet, but we will target that at some stage. Provence, my wife insists that we have a Provence rosé in the selection. She says, I don't want that other rosé, Provence. Okay. So I'm going to Provence in the spring. Forget that celebrity thing. This is a genuine venture. And people forget that I've been around wine, well, travelling the world, cricket, 40 years.
But I think, yeah, as you've rightly said, there is always going to be that assumption by some people that it is a bit of a gimmick when a celebrity is involved with something like this.
You don't sell half a million cases if it's a gimmick.
In Australia, we've had Shane Warne has had his beer and he's had a wine, I think, as well, and neither of those exist anymore, unfortunately.
No, but I don't think Warne's, you know, Warne's Warne. You know, he's a great guy, great mate, and I can understand people perhaps wanting to, you know, capitalise on his name. This has got, people can say what they want. The proof in the pudding is come and taste it, and then tell me, and then we'll see who knows about wine and who doesn't. If people, there's always someone that will have a snipe, well, you know, at the end of the day, who cares?
You should have a pretty thick skin by this time of your life and career.
Exactly. Yeah, it's water off a duck's back. And the simple answer is, well, come and taste the wines.
Have you ever considered buying a vineyard yourself?
Yeah, that's, give me a year or so. Want to make sure I get the right place and growing the right grapes. So it won't just barge in. We're going to take our time. We're having a look around. But yeah, I think that's something that could happen very easily in a year or two.
So the grapes that are in the range currently, they're also sort of, you know, Australia's, you know, the grapes that Australia's renowned for anyway.
Yeah.
Are there any other wine styles or wine varieties globally that you're a real enthusiast for?
Rioja, Ribera del Duero. You've got Vega Sicilia in Spain, but good luck getting any hands on that. That's extremely difficult. As I say, the Malbecs of Argentina. No, I'm exploring all the time. I'm open. I'll go and taste any kind of wine. And if I like it, well, then we'll pursue it. But like I said, there's no Sauvignon Blanc in the range.
What about this? There are some nice French Sauvignon Blancs. It's just the New Zealand ones that aren't much chop, in my opinion.
I don't do French wine.
Yeah. Okay. Why's that?
Provence is the only wine I'm doing. Because I thought for years they ripped off the English and sent us wine over that they wouldn't drink themselves. And so, no, I have no real interest. I'm much more interested in the new world, and I regard the English market and probably the Australian one, Spanish wines to be new to everyone's taste. Not everyone drinks Spanish because it's not readily available, the good stuff. The same with Malbecs. Argentina really excites me. We're going all the time. We're going off to New Zealand to have a look at some wines there when I come back in January.
Fantastic.
Thanks very much.
Cheers.